from KQED.
And destroyed more than 100 buildings. And for more, we're joined with people in the areas. Raquel Maria Dillon is out there. Raquel, good morning.
Good morning.
So you've been to the Incident Command Center. What did you hear there?
Yeah, I just got out of the 7 a.m. briefing. They do this every day to sort of talk about resources and priorities. They talked about weather, which is slightly improving right here in Calistoga, where I am. The sky is blue and there is not a lot of smoke. They're hoping for a slightly less intense heat today. And they got a little bit of moisture recovery in the vegetation overnight. So they're optimistic about that. However, resources are stretched really thin.
I got it. I think you and I have seen each other covering a lot of briefings like this. Did anything stand out at this briefing that you just covered?
Yes, indeed. The operations chief, Chris Waters, looked down at the front row where there were several empty chairs. And he said, look at these chairs. We know they should be filled with division commanders. And that was just a reminder to everyone in the room that they were going to have to work extra hard and keep it together and stay organized because of the lack of staff, air support, and just how many fires are burning across the region.
All right. KQED's Raquel Maria Dillon. KQED's Julia.